From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The Nuclear Security Summit has wrapped up here in Washington, with President Obama saying the world has made progress, but there is still more work to do in reducing the nuclear arsenal. Speaking at a news conference at the conclusion of the two-day summit, Mr. Obama said world leaders have made significant, meaningful progress in securing nuclear materials so terrorists can't get them. But the president added there is still a large amount of nuclear and radioactive material that needs to be secured.
Nevertheless, as I said earlier, our work is by no means finished. There's still a great deal of nuclear and radioactive material around the world that needs to be secured.
Mr. Obama said that the dozens of leaders attending the summit agreed to keep strengthening nuclear facilities against cyber attacks and to bolster defenses against nuclear smuggling. The president said the vision of preventing the spread of nuclear weapons might not be realized in his lifetime, but in his words, the work has begun. The two-day summit included talks on how to prevent terrorist groups like the Islamic State from getting nuclear material to make so-called dirty bombs. North Korea's nuclear program was also discussed. North Korea has begun jamming GPS signals in South Korea, affecting some communications and navigation systems. And it also said Friday it is blocking a number of popular websites. Pyongyang has been sending signals from ground-based transmitters on frequencies overlapping those used by GPS satellites, so the jamming did not cause any significant widespread effect, but GPS problems were reported by more than 50 airliners flying over the Korean Peninsula. For more on these stories, visit our website. This is VOA News.